related to legislative amendments on legal provisions in our laws to ensure promotion and protection of human rights, as well as legislative amendments taken by the government, I would like to share that a comprehensive review of our laws was undertaken in 2018, and based on the recommendations, the legal framework had been strengthened to better protect rights of individuals and in particular vulnerable groups through key amendments to the Penal Code and other relevant legislation. For instance, Section 154 of the Penal Code was amended to broaden the definition of trafficking in persons and ensure it aligns with international laws and standards. Similarly, Section 203 and 204 have been amended to enhance protections for children against molestation. Changes to Section 181 and 182 reinforce penalties for statutory rape, particularly where the offender holds a position of trust. Additionally, the amendment to Section 183 ensures that consensual acts between older adolescents are addressed sensitively. These amendments enhance protection for vulnerable groups, especially children, by broadening definitions and increasing penalties for offenders. By strengthening a legal framework, Bhutan upholds its commitment to protecting those at risk. Regarding concerns raised on violence against children, and in particular, corporal punishment, legal measures are provided under the Child Care and Protection Act and the Penal Code of Bhutan. Section 158 and 159 of PCB and 215 of CCPA provides for prosecution of individuals who commit physical abuse. Additionally, the CCPA emphasizes children's rights and protection, providing a legal basis to hold individuals accountable for any form of violence or mistreatment. On concerns regarding the high rate of violence experienced by women, particularly in the form of intimate partner violence, under Section 22 of the Domestic Violence Prevention Act, police are allowed to facilitate mutual settlements in cases involving compoundable offences, but only when the informed consent of the victim is obtained. This provision considers the victim's safety and well-being while also respecting the family unit. Factors such as recidivism, severity of abuse, and voluntary consent are carefully considered to ensure victim protection. Lastly, on the issue raised related to abortion, we wish to highlight that Section 146 of the Penal Code allows for medical termination of pregnancies under specific circumstances, including risks to the mother's life, cases of incest or rape, or when the mother is of unsound mind. Moreover, the Ministry of Health has established clear guidelines for unbiased post-abortion care, emphasizing family planning and contraception counseling. Thank you.
With the end of first round of speakers, Mr. Vice President,